Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. Hesitate in the presence of my adversary. Negotiate at the table of my enemy or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Good to have all our talkies with us.
Yes, it is.
I hope you've been enjoying these programs about offense. No, about love and reconciliation.
Amen.
Isn't it something that the human nature wants to talk about offense rather than reconciliation?
Isn't that something? Yeah, you're right.
You think about it. Anybody will talk about offense that quick.
And everyone they've ever had against anybody for any reason.
So, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. My coffee's really good.
Is it melting your milk jug so you can talk? Do you need some more?
I was trying to get it down without any trouble, but... All right. Well, it is time to go live. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a good night. Don't miss it. Don't miss 1 minute of it. Here we go live. Thank you, Lynn. All right, looks like we're live.
No, I've not received notification yet.
You can't be live. I haven't received a notification. Who do you think you are going live without a notification? Are you ready? Good evening, all. Yeah, all. It's good evening.
Good evening.
A little bit of my southern conversation there. Man, I haven't had a cup of coffee all day. And that's tasting real. Hey!
Wow.
We get the thing. You ready? Here we go. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Saints come marching in. Lord, I know. Be in that number when the saints go marching. Take it away, Becca. Oh, and the saints. Well, come on. That's what I think about that music, Becca. That's why I keep putting it in there. I know that. There's two kinds of people. There's several kinds of people that listen to it and follow that thread. Some of them are saying, hey, look at me putting so much stuff in there. Others are saying, wow, Pastor, thank you. Some are like saying, why do you give us so much music when YouTube always goes to another video automatically? But I do that because it's the worship I'm worshiping. And I want you to experience it. And you know what? When you and I worship before we get here, when we show up, our hearts are that much more open. Now, there we go.
And I want you to experience it.
Now I got me a notification.
Okay. I'm getting it. Sorry, we're having trouble playing this video notification.
So, real quick. I'll just send out a few of these while our dear sister is singing When the Saints Come Marching In. There we go. Well, I got mine all shared. What about you?
I can't even get the video.
You know, some people, they live such a life of living on the edge, they can't even get the video to hook up.
So it was hooked up for a minute, and then it went away.
Well, you know how it is. You might have to restart your computer. You might have to restart your phone. You might have to go hit the main switch on the power and just reset everything.
We're back.
Yeah. Well, I probably need you to teach me how to do that playlist because then I can do it. I just haven't seemed to be able to share a playlist for everybody to listen to, because that would be the best thing. If I could create a playlist that would just go from one song to another, and then I could share the whole list with you. If you know how to do that, then please today instruct me, because I would really like that process to happen, because it makes it so much easier than everybody just starts the playlist, which I think has got to be possible. But I'm going to tell you right now, one of the most interesting things I've learned in the last year doing this is not everything that they have set up that everybody else enjoys automatically happens for me when I'm trying to make it work. Hey, here we go. Brother Dave Sweeney is eating food.
Oh,
good evening, COF. Back pew checking in, checking out. plate of cubed steak and loaded mashed potatoes.
Ooh, mashed potatoes, yum.
Enjoyed the backdrop pictures. Headed for the shower and bed. Long day. I'll be listening. God bless. Love you, Dave.
We love you, Dave.
Love you. Hey, wait. You can't talk about this without taking a picture, a selfie picture of your food, and then posting it on Facebook for everybody to see. It's just a new thing of the day, you know? I mean, I've eaten a lot of steaks in my life that I never took a picture of, but I probably failed all of society by not showing everybody the steak I ate.
Isn't it really something everybody does?
Oh, it's amazing. Shannon Tony, as a matter of fact, for all you Michiganders and Northern Ohioans, Buckeyes, and Hoosiers. Now, I don't know about since COVID. Maybe Sister Shannon can help us. But down there on U.S. 12 is a steakhouse called Bill's Steakhouse. And the last time I was there, their 22-ounce porterhouse was amazing.
Huh.
And I took one look and said, oh, that's a lot to eat. And that thing was so perfectly seasoned that I not only ate it and the potato and the salad, but I ate a couple rolls. And was looking around. I was like the old hound dog looking around for some more. Yeah, people. But I know that they're not open every day. So if you're going to head to Bill's for a good steak, make sure you call first. It's a good place. Matter of fact, you can even take your whole party, your mud trucking party, your motorcycle party, your basket weaving party, whatever you got, Amway, Avon, Tupperware, Stanley, it don't matter. You take your whole crew in there, and we left.
She's been there.
Oh, well, anybody that lives down there knows Bill's in that area. That's amazing. We left a Patriot Guard mission in Sturgis, Michigan, for Staff Sergeant. Christopher, it's coming. Whew, that's going way back there, all right? A lot of missions ago. I think there was 16 of us that all walked in there at Bill's at the same time. And they said, no problem. And your iced tea glass never was empty. And your food was not cold. And that one lady took care of all, that lady made a big old tip that night, man. Everybody was like, wow, check this person out.
Did you see back a lunch thing with you?
Yes, she was. Thank you.
I love it. I'm ready for YouTube.
All right, 7:14 YouTube. I'm going to tell you what, guys, don't miss tonight. Tonight, we are going to be teaching tonight how you can live the rest of your life and never be offended. Everybody's like, well, you know how those preachers are. They're always swinging for the stars when they preach. All right. Amen. I like Ryan's when they were open, but COVID put a stop to that. Yeah. Yep. Dumb, stupid, ignorant COVIDites. But, you know, everybody just, hey, Al Barton's with us.
Hi, Mr. Al.
Al Barton, start driving for Bill's. I'll meet you there. All right, don't start yet because I got a few hours yet. Bless you, Al. It's good to see you, brother. How's things in West Branch tonight? You may have to close your whole browser out and start again. You already did.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get the technology prayer out so it's all working right. on my way. Amen, Brother Al. Al, little toes like my screen.
That's a coded message.
I missed that one. And listen, just so you know, I am caught in the lag on that one. I have no idea what that is. All right. Are you ready for YouTube?
Oh, that's where I was trying to get up.
I'm sorry. I didn't click the button.
Oh, well, that explains why it wasn't working. It should be fine now. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Well, look at there. YouTube, isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? When you click all the right buttons, it all works. So, Shannon, have you heard if Bills has made it through COVID? I mean, I'm sure they have, but, you know. Phyllis K. Raymond's with us. I bet you Phyllis K. Raymond can take a few places to eat. All right. Well, how many you got watching with you tonight, Becca? You know what, Shannon? That's where we all got to meet next time is Bills. Forget about a park or anything else. We'll all go there. Even if you got to wear your mask to get to the table, man, do it because it's worth it. All right. Tisha Jones is with us tonight.
Hello,
Tisha Jones, we call you healed in Jesus' mighty name. And we declare that in your life, you have healing in every part of your body and supernatural strength. And the Holy Spirit of God burning from the inside out. And the glory of the Lord shining all over you.
Amen.
Tisha Jones. And we speak the same for you, Sherry Gilbert. And Chris Timmer. And Warren Walsh. And who else? Michelle. Our two dear friends that we're praying that have received healing from and their kidneys are working. Debbie and Les.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Father, we glorify your name for Debbie and Les. We thank you, Lord, that Dane and Amanda and Miracle Man and Joey and Owie and Misson and Brenton and Sophia and JJ Tennant, we worship, and that young man today, Jesus, we worship you, that these have been healed and made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, we had a really good program today at noon. If you didn't get a chance to watch, I recommend it. But if you're dealing with offense, I recommend you study those rather than the noon prayer. Everybody hold for a second. I forgot the Holy Spirit conferences on. That was just a phone check, brother. Make sure you always have your phone turned off. Love you, man. Sent friend a notification on the program. He's probably sitting in the Holy Spirit Conference in Texas. Kelly Delker, welcome. Hey, look at who's here. Ashley's here. You're late, Ashley. You are now going to be charged at the door. Huh? Moonchild Ash?
Oh, Ash.
Good to have you. We wouldn't start without you. But now that you finally made it and you're not holding us up anymore. Put it. Come on. Come on, Shannon. Come on. We went this morning and we went to see our Buffaloes after the morning program and got to pray over a child that had autism.
Yeah.
And healing happened. He took off walking out through the park and never saw him again. Trying to work on my van and the laundry at the same time. Well,
wow.
Well, Ashley, listen. Wash the clothes and then lay the clothes on top of the van. And they'll dry real fast on top of it. I mean, it might look a little redneck, but it don't matter. They'll dry quick. Mm. All right, well.
Yeah, the funny thing is we went to Watford today to record the program at the memorial over there and wound up in a traffic jam and never did get to the memorial. My goodness.
But wow, what a beautiful place that park is. And welcome to YouTube, all of our friends over there on YouTube. We're glad to have you here. And we just thank you for being a part of what we do. All of you that's here tonight, thank you for your faith of being here. Literally, tonight I'm going to teach you how to be able to live and never be offended again another day.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, that is impossible. Wait. Jesus said it was impossible that offenses weren't going to come. So he's saying offenses are coming, but he didn't say you had to be offended. You know what that means? You can live above it. The only thing you got to do is get the revelation of the Word of God and you can live above it. So it's going to be a good time. And these last three messages are going to be messages that you're going to want to share with everybody that you meet because they are the power of God. And last night's is not edited on YouTube like it needs to be, but bear with me. That's just one of those things. That's why I got to have some folks hired and working in the ministry with us, because then you could have spent all day being paid to sit at that computer saying, work. Work, 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 work. And that's what we're believing God for. Yeah, every single day. Every day we ask God for the exceedingly so that we can hire some folks and get some of this ministry up off the ground and really going effectively. And we want to have prayer partners during the program. It just takes work. It takes training. And it's going to take some more money, but we'll get a price. We'll bring it to you. We'll show you how we're going to do it. And everybody just keep moving. That's what this thing's all about, in Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready? Is it time to pray yet? I always have to wait to make sure the staff is ready. I love the word, but not when it comes flying across the desk.
We're all good. Ready to go.
So, listen, here's our first test of your offense level tonight. You ready? Send this video to everybody who's offended at you and tell them you need to watch this.
Wait,
don't do that unless you can keep yourself from making comments as those who are offended at you making horrendous amount of comments saying, oh, you invited me here. You think I got a problem? I'll talk about you in front of everybody. Well, Tisha, we call you healed in your body, man. We bless you and Trey.
Yes.
So do it. Wait. If you invite your exes here, then you might have a mess, but don't worry. We can ban them. Wait a minute. There's nothing wrong with having fun while we're doing the work of Jesus.
Amen.
And, you know, it's one of the ways that you you can live where you will never be offended again is to learn who to stay away from. So wait, those that are offended at you and you haven't blocked yet, right before you block them, Send them all three of these videos and then block them, all right? But this is all a joke. I hope nobody's offended by my laughter, okay? Tomorrow night's message will be how to recover from a thorough tongue lashing after you said something to somebody who's offended at you. Woo! All right. Is it time to get serious yet? It is now 7:26. We always have a good time. We wanted to do lots of talking so Brother Dave could get in the shower, get out, finish his cube steaks, and then be laying in bed ready for a peaceful night of study while he falls off to sleep. Love you, Dave. God bless you, man. Hallelujah. All right, let's do it. Let's rise. We'll say the Pledge of Allegiance and have a moment of silence while all of you are sharing this program. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, but that's where God's taking us to. Because in order for God to use you, you've got to learn to live above offense.
Yeah.
Because people are, well, let's say it this way. Hurt people usually hurt people. Well, it's not an excuse and don't do it on purpose. But when people who are hurt show up to be a part of our time of ministry, they can hurt people and not even mean to. So that means you and I got to be able to get ourselves to the point where somebody that's hurt can't offend us by any word they say. We just look at them and say, brother, I love you. It's going to be all right. You can't offend me. And then what ends up happening is you just raise everybody to that new level of reconciliation. It's just beautiful. But see, now you got me preaching, and I'm supposed to be doing the pledge. All right, are you ready? Let's try it again. It is Wednesday, 19 May, 2021. Does anybody know what happened to 19 days of May? This month is flying. We ask that you join us now. We'll rise and say the Pledge of Allegiance. Have a moment of silence for those who have paid the last full measure of devotion. And we'll be back with you in a minute for a prayer. Your Honor, let's make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who have paid the last full measure of devotion, and those who today may bear the scars of battle in their spirit, in their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. Now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam, God.
America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
And now let's pray for the United States of America and for our program this evening. God and Father of every great patriot down through American history, on this day and every day, by your assignment, we speak over this great nation. And we declare in the mighty name of Jesus, God bless America. God bless America. Thank you, Father, that we the people can gather together and worship you. We can gather together right here tonight and broadcast this to anybody with no fear of anyone taking our rights away. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for the Constitution of the United States of America. Thank you for its solidity. Thank you for its sovereignty that has its foundation in you, Jesus. You are our lawgiver. You are our judge. You are our king. And it's been that way since the founding. Thank you, Father, that great men and women of God all through the ages in American history, from when the pilgrims landed to this very day, have stood in faith for the United States of America and said, there will always be liberty and justice for all. And Psalm 133, as you have shown us to pray it, how good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. Right here, we, men and women of God, dwelling together in unity. It's like that holy anointing oil, that the dew on Hermon that just saturates everything. It's the place of the commanded blessing. As we link our arms, arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder, facing our enemy and conquering and overcoming. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord, that we, the people of the United States of America, see our duty today more than we have ever seen it before. Thank you, Lord, that we see we have a place in American history right here, right now, tonight, regardless of whether we're in the military or not. And we take this, we're like our troops, Father. We take this battle to our enemy on his land and take everything in between it and clear our land out so that it is free from all of this garbage they're trying to put on us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You said whatever we bind on this earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on this earth will be loosed in heaven, and we thank you for it. We lose peace. We lose righteousness. We lose the blessing of the Lord. We lose strength and righteousness and joy and peace and a manifestation of your spirit all over this nation, Lord. In every great city where the isms are trying to destroy, we release the revival fires of God to go there first. And bring great deliverance right in the face of our enemy who has nothing he can do to stop it. Yeah. Because we the people will always be free because our God protects and defends us in Jesus' mighty name. We're going to say the declaration where we speak together against the isms. Now, let me give you a little bit of an assignment right in the middle of our prayer. Always remember this. When you start binding something, that is an attack against the enemy. And what you've got to remember is you never fire a weapon at an enemy with your eyes closed. You open your eyes. We give worship and honor and glory to Jesus, but to our enemy, no, no, we don't give you that. We open our eyes, we look at you, and we declare we win right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sister Leanne has posted that, and or somebody did, I think. Everybody say this out loud with us. If the pin has made it so you can't read the whole comment, scroll up and get to where the comment was actually posted. You'll be able to click on See More and make this declaration. Honestly, now, say this like we're going to war. To all the isms, it is impossible for you to destroy the United States of America. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. And we declare that every weapon you have formed against us comes back on you now. And every pit you have dug, you fall into it yourself immediately in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Psalm 144. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are building, the walls of righteousness. Now, we'll get the next one staged and ready. Pray this with me. Father, thank you that those words we just spoke right out of Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20, are now being taken by the angels of Almighty God, and they are running through the heavenlies, through the eternities right now, wiping out what the enemies tried to set up against the United States of America. Thank you that this group of people right here, with the faith we've mustered tonight, is making a difference in the United States of America right here, right now, today, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for every one of these prayer warriors. Thank you, Lord, that our prayers are not Democrat or Republican. They're not conservative or liberal. They're righteous. And they're from the righteousness of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And they're from the United States of America. United we stand. We bless your name today, Jesus. We bless your name today. We pray for every one of our politicians, that the good ones stay good and the bad ones become good. And the foolish and ignorant ones are shown for what they are and removed by the mighty, awesome hand of God in judgment, in recompense, and in vengeance, so that America is free to be who we are, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Psalm 121, verse 4 says, he who keeps you never sleeps, and he never slumbers. And we thank you that as we defend the Constitution, you, God Almighty, are defending this Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And 24 hours a day, around the clock, these prayers are going up. And the United States of America and freedom-loving patriots from every nation are standing up and saying, God, do your work in our nation in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We bless the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, our Secret Service, FBI, Special Forces, and all of our peacekeepers tonight. And we declare to all of the wicked folks and corrupt politicians, they don't bear those swords in vain. The governors are standing against you. And your power is broken and cannot continue. You do not represent America. And so you must either leave because of fear, because the wicked flee when no one's chasing them, or you'll be judged and God will remove you.
Yes.
We say it in Jesus' name. Turn from your wicked ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Now, everybody make this declaration from the Gettysburg Address. This is the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. You want to raise your hand. Hey, the troops swore to protect and defend this nation. And here's the responsibility you and I as patriots have every single day. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. And that this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. And this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright, freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And now, Father, by the power of your Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, as children of Almighty God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, right here, right now, today, bless this time together. Bless every one of our brothers and sisters that are with us now. Lord, you know everyone who needs to get here. May there be 1,000 people that see this video tonight because of the impact it will have in their lives. Lord, this is a crazy prayer, but may the most offended people there are see this program tonight and turn from their ways and truly find help and life and deliverance in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless every one of us to not only be here, but to see and know and comprehend with all the saints what is the length and the breadth, the depth and the height, and to know the love of God which passes all understanding, and be filled with all the fullness of God. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout a big amen.
Amen.
Give Jesus a high five. He's in you, so give him a high five by, you know, high-fiving yourself. Or if you got somebody close, have them give you a high five. Chris Geiser-Rich, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hello.
Good to have you with us tonight. Sunday's with us tonight. Hello, sweet friends. Hello to you, Sunday Geiser. Amen.
Mary,
Pastor Rick is here. Amen. All the team is here tonight. God bless you guys. We love you. We're thankful for you. Rebecca Smith, I just saw you. I declare in Jesus' name, you and Christine are blessed. And everybody say this. I receive the blessing. I just received the blessing. We're coming in, and we're blessed going out. We are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let me talk about a couple things before we get started. And we're going to take right off because I got lots of verses to share tonight and answers so that you can live and never be offended again. Never seek revenge again. Never have another day of hatred that ever tries to get in your heart. And you will be free. Now, I didn't say no anger because that still happens every now and then. But Bible says be angry and don't sin. But now I'm preaching. Ready? I got to get this other out. Now, for those of you that are with us, any of you that have video editing skills, we would love to have your help doing the work of the ministry. Now, you're going to have a computer. So if you don't have one, that's probably not something you do. I want to buy you a computer, but at this point right now tonight at 7:48, doesn't necessarily mean the 8. It won't change. I don't have a computer, but we really need help in editing videos. And then if you got some spare time and you don't mind helping us do some work with videos that anybody can do. You don't have any skill. All you got to do is just turn on the video. That's all you got to do. And then just take some notes. If you're willing to help us in that, we'd be glad to have you do it. Couple things happen. Number one, you get to hear the word. Number two, as you take the notes, it gets down inside of your life. Number three, you make a great discipleship process for somebody else to get involved. And what our next level we got to get to is all of our YouTube videos having timestamps in them, which is just a simple process. You open up a comment like you were going to comment on a YouTube video. And as you're watching it, you put in a 4-digit timestamp and then a statement about what that timestamp was. Now, anybody that comes to the video after that, as soon as you click send and you make your comment, they can click on them timestamps and go straight to that spot in the message. It's a power force. Then as we edit them, then we can put that right in the comment. It's a simple process anyone can do. And it helps us so much to have it done. And we'll welcome anybody, male or female, young or old. If you got time and you're willing to help us, we have a good process that we're working. And I would like to have a meeting with any of you that would like to do that so that you can see exactly what it is and be able to help us. Because there's no way that us two can get all this work done. Editing is like way too time consuming. You just spend all your time. And I'm not making that statement. Anyways, it's time consuming. It's not difficult. It's just time consuming. And all the work when all of y'all could have something that you could do to use your gifts, talents, and ability and help us. And I'm telling you, anything you do in that process is headed to your account in heaven, which makes your crown get bigger, which is what you want, is to have a crown full of jewels that you get to lay at Jesus' feet on that day we present our crowns. And that way, you're not just handing him a Burger King crown. You actually got a crown with some jewels of things that you did for other people and blessed them and help them find the things of the kingdom of God in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. What else would you love? Those of you that are with us and you feel like God has instructed, God has instructed you to send your tithe or offering in here. That's very welcome. The Cash App works. The PayPal works. Chris sent me money by Messenger, I think. And somebody else sent it straight from one account to another. I forget what that one was called. But if that's the case, you're welcome to do that like any other ministry. We receive the money. We speak the word of God over it and put it right into the kingdom of God. And I'm telling you, every penny of it just goes to do the gospel and make that work for people's lives. We spend 24 hours a day when we're not sleeping doing the work of God and blessing and helping people at all hours of the day and night. And anything, help me, Jesus, obey the voice of the Father. That's what I'm trying to get at. Worship the Lord with your tithe. It's not a payment. It's not a payment. When you just pay tithes, you're just paying the light bill. No. Worship him with your tithes and offering, and then he rebukes the devourer. He opens the windows of heaven. He blesses all the seed you got in the ground. And I'm going to tell you right now, when you get into God's money, it changes everything around. And thank God for that in Jesus' mighty name. What else, love? I think that's it.
Yep.
Here we go. Are you ready?
We have a whole job list, but I want to get that put on the page so people can see that.
All right. How many ready for Sister Leanne to do another prayer time? Now, I just got the finger right there. You should have seen it.
You really need to quit telling me what you need the finger.
The pointy finger. The pointy finger, like. Thank you, everyone, for all the help you give us.
Yes.
And
yes.
Anytime you share the videos, it helps people find God. And
oh yeah, Chris said it wasn't Messenger.
It wasn't Messenger. Yeah.
Oh, there's Mr. Mike.
Brother Mike Tony showed up with ladders. I don't mind if you bring a ladder, Mike, just as long as you got some stakes too, okay? We already decided before you might have been there already, but we already decided our next event in Michigan will be held at Bill's Steakhouse. Hallelujah. And that's a place to eat right there in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, are you ready? Let's get to the word. Let's open up our Bibles. Now, if you don't understand Mike's emojis or whatever you call those things, he was just being a blessed brother to his brother here, and he was helping his pastor get out of the hole of getting that pointy finger. Now, let's go to the teaching of Jesus, Luke chapter 17. We were here last night, and we're going to start out here tonight, but we got a long ways to go. So everybody get in, sit down, fasten your seatbelt, pull down the bar, and I ask you, please keep your hands and feet inside the ride at all times. Fasten your sunglasses and hang on for a ride, because we're going to go a lot of places tonight. When we get done, I'm going to have one of them verse lists, just like you see with Brother Dr. Reverend Winston. He always has them big, long verse lists at the end of his service. I just love it how he does that. And we're going to have one here tonight. Then when you come up to the Saginaw area, we're going to Tony's in Birch Run.
Amen.
Now, if you've never been to Tony's in Birch Run, that's where you get the one-pound bacon sandwich. Glory! A pound of bacon on a sandwich. Hallelujah! One thing about it, you get to take some home with you. Luke 17. We're going to verses 1 through 10. Hold your Bible up. When you get there, we'll make our confession right now tonight. Are we ready? This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I believe what it says.
I am what it says I am.
I am what it says I am.
She didn't sound much like a Pentecostal preacher, but she was trying real good. All right. I go do what it tells me to do.
I go do what it tells me to do.
Today I will be taught the word of God.
Today I will be taught the word of God.
And it is changing my life.
And it is changing my life.
Because that's what it's designed to do.
I receive
it as a seed.
I receive it as a seed.
That will produce a hundredfold and more.
That will produce a hundredfold and more.
In my life.
In my life.
In Jesus' mighty
name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen and amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the Holy Spirit that we can already know. We know that you're here with us, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We sense it. We experience it. We know it. We understand. And now, as we break open the bread of life, the word of God, illuminate our hearts, our minds, our understanding. Help us, Lord, now to get head knowledge. Help us to get revelation knowledge that inspires every part of our life and causes great change to come to us tonight. Thank you, Lord, that it truly is possible to change and become greater and greater and greater and greater in your love every single day. You said exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ever ask or think, according to that wonderful power that is at work on the inside of us, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Uh-oh. Al Barton said the omelet is the largest one he's ever had.
Ooh, yeah.
Woo! At Tony's. Well, we'll start with breakfast, then we'll go to lunch. All right. So.
Good job, Mary. You got that right away taken care of.
Here we go. I got to get back to the table here. A minister of reconciliation, a life above offense. Luke chapter 17, verse number 1. Jesus said to his disciples, Sam Cottle paraphrased, I'm telling you right now, offenses are coming. And woe to him through whom they come. It would be better for that person to have a millstone around his neck, take a long walk off a shore pier with a heavy rock, than to offend one of these little ones. Verse 3. Take heed to yourselves. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day returns to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. And find a new brother. All right. Verse 5. And the disciples said, Lord, increase our faith. And Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots, be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Jesus is literally saying that you'll build greater faith every time someone comes and they come at you with offense. He's telling them, plant your faith like a seed and you'll have greater faith every time someone comes at you with offense. Which of you having a servant plowing or tending sheep will say to him when he come in from the field, come at once and sit down to eat? He will not. Rather, say to him, prepare something for my supper, gird yourself, serve me, I've eaten and drunk, and afterward you will eat and drink. Does he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I don't think so. So likewise, we have done all the things which you are commanded. Say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. Now watch it. Jesus said to the disciples, I'm telling you right now, offenses are coming. Look at verse 3. Take heed to yourself. Take heed to yourself. Say this with me. I got to heed myself.
I got to heed myself.
You do. Ready? Grab one of your papers. Stick it right there in Luke 17 because we're coming back. Go to Proverbs chapter 4 with me real quick. Come on. But you got to go quick tonight because I got some verses to get to. Proverbs chapter 4. And we're going down to verse number 22. No, 22 and 23. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. What is? The word of God. All right? 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it, your heart, springs all the issues of life. The blessing is coming from your heart. The curse comes from a bad heart. Say it with me. In my life, only blessing.
In my life, only blessing.
Amen. Amen. The blessing is coming out of your heart. So you got to keep your heart with all diligence. Now let's go back to Luke chapter 17. Jesus said, take heed to yourselves. Now, let's go to my next verse. Who knows what it is? Matthew 15, 10 to 20. Amen, Ash. In my life, only blessing.
Amen.
That's all I'm going to have. That's all I'm going to have. Matthew chapter 15, verses 10 to 20. Here we go. When he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand. Wait. Do you notice that he didn't just say hear?
Yeah.
This is one of those key points you got to remember about our God. God, if you might want to say it with me. It's not just about hearing. Because
yeah.
If it's just about hearing, once you've heard it once, you did what you had to do, hear. But that's not going to do you any good. You got to hear and understand. It's not what goes in the mouth that defiles a man. But what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Sister Shannon, I was supposed to pray for you when we got done before we started. God told me to pray for you. Father, whatever that situation she was talking about, we declare no tentacles, no octopus arms, no offense, and our sister's free. And the effort she made to do the right will be received.
Amen.
And will be seen as right in the mighty name of Jesus. And it will turn out for the right in the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we pray right here, right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Verse 12, look at this. His disciples came to him and said, did you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? Anybody want to say it? Offend a Pharisee.
Yeah. Yeah.
There ain't nothing wrong with offending a Pharisee. Don't do it on purpose because you're trying to offend somebody. But when you speak the word to somebody who has a Pharisee spirit, they're going to manifest. You ain't never seen. just love them, they might be able to get free. And then, again, they might not. Look at verse 13. When they said, did you know the Pharisees were offended? Look what Jesus said. Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. It doesn't sound like Jesus even cared about it, did he?
No.
Oh, look at what he said, verse 14. Leave them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both of them will fall into a ditch.
Government.
It's talk. Sister Leanne is now teaching. It's talking about the government. She's going to have civics 101 now. Everybody pay attention and take notes. Do you get what Jesus is saying? Leave them alone. They're blind people leading blind people. And they don't want no deliverance. He said, every plant my Father has not planted will be uprooted. You and I don't like to see that, especially when it's one of our friends. In Yosemite Sam boys. Look at 14. Leave them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. 15. Jesus said, explain this to us. And Jesus said, Peter, are you still without understanding? Do you not understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man who's speaking them. For what comes out of the heart? Evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands, that does not defile a man. Well, now, you might say, Pastor, what in the world is all that about? Jesus looked right at his disciples and said, those religious leaders are very offended at me. You know why? I live by the truth, and they live by a religious indoctrination. I'm coming to give them freedom. They want their religious rules. Guys, the Old Testament passed away when Jesus said, this is the blood of the new covenant, and he handed them the cup of grape juice to drink. The old covenant was done away with. As soon as Jesus' blood was shed, and he paid that price, died, hit hell, rose again, that old covenant was done. That Passover that is in John chapter 12 and 13, 14 and 15 and 16, that's the last one that was ever necessary. Ever necessary. Why? Because from that point on, all that old law, all that old practices was a shadow of what is to come. And when the reality is standing in front of you, who is Jesus, why would you hug a shadow when you can hug Jesus?
Amen.
Amen? There are 613 laws in the Old Testament. And if you violated one of them, you were guilty of violating them all. Well, how about you just receive grace? Can I get amen from anybody? Ready? Let's go to our next verses. Matthew 11, 1 through 6. Matthew chapter 11, 1 through 6. Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
I love offending me some Pharisees.
Cool, Mike.
Call in, brother. We want to hear it. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. It came to pass when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples that he departed from there to teach and to preach their cities. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? Four, Jesus answered and said, go and tell John the things which you hear and see. What did they hear and see? Verse 5, the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have gospel preached to them. Don't miss verse 6. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me. Everybody slow down and see what Jesus said in verse 6. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me. Those are words Jesus sent by John the Baptist's disciples to go back to John the Baptist and say to him, blessed is he who is not offended in me. This is pretty serious right now tonight, isn't it? Remember, all right, let's start with our first verse. Luke 17, Jesus said, I'm telling you, offenses are coming. And then he said, take heed to yourself. All right? Then Jesus said, it's not what goes in your mouth, it's what comes out of it that defiles you. Take heed to yourself. And now we see John the Baptist. Wait a minute. The only reason Jesus said that to John the Baptist's disciples is because John the Baptist was getting offended at Jesus. And a hush fell amongst the community of faith. What did you just say? John the Baptist was offended at Jesus? Why would Jesus make that statement? Unless John the Baptist was dealing with the offense of Jesus. Watch this. John the Baptist baptized Jesus. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. John the Baptist is in prison, knowing he's going to get his head cut off and his ministry is going to be done. And Jesus said, blessed is he who is not offended because of me. It's pretty good stuff, isn't it? It's good even if you stare at me. Go ahead, say it.
I just never thought of it. I don't understand why he would be offended with Jesus.
Well, John said he must increase and I must decrease. Yeah. John the Baptist's disciples left John and came to Jesus. John had a huge ministry all over the wilderness saying, repent, prepare you the way of the Lord. And now he's in prison and Jesus is out doing all the work. Wait a minute. I want you to see what Jesus is teaching us here tonight. Why? Because there is an opportunity for offense everywhere you go. This is John the Baptist and Jesus. And Jesus said, and blessed is he who's not offended in me. Why? Because you got to deal with the offense when something doesn't make sense. Don't let it become offense. Your first thing you say is, Father, show me what this is all about and help me have a question for my brother so I'm not offended. Yeah. Brother Dan Cottle, welcome. It's good to see you, man. Where you are tonight, Brother Dan. Let's give you the next set of verses. Matthew chapter 24, verses 3 through 14. I want to read all these verses before I stop reading, so everybody just hold on. This is going to be rapid fire. Now, where I'm going tonight is where the Holy Spirit said to go tonight is we are ministers of reconciliation. That does not mean that you'll never have the opportunity to be offended. You just won't take any offense. You will walk on, and I'm fixing to show you how right here. Ready? Matthew 24, verse 3. As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us when these things will be. That's why I continually encourage you to make sure you send me an email after hours. Why? So that you, the disciples, say, hey, what did you mean by that? As soon as you ask a question, I'm not going to reveal your identity, but I'm going to bring it to the whole body, and all of us are going to take another step up. Because if you miss what I was saying, there's going to be somebody else that missed it, and we don't want nobody missing nothing. Can I get an amen or something? Amen. Brother Dan, there ain't no better place to be than home, is there? And I declare, my brother, that finances flows abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wait, let's just pause for a moment. How many of you have been a giver your whole life? May not have been in a church, but you've always been a very giving person, signified by raising your right hand. All right, I raised my right hand. You raise yours. Just raise your hand if you've been a giver. All right. Jesus said in Luke 6:38, give and it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Do you see the importance of all your life being a giving person? Because that act of giving then now brings forth a harvest of receiving today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Moonchild Ash is a giver. Everybody that's here is a giver. Because you ain't going to be around us unless you're a giver. You know, some of you guys send some of those little emoticon things. And I'm like, I don't know, what is that?
Yeah, some of them you can't tell what they are.
You ready? Yeah. Let's keep reading. Where did I end up at? Tell us what will be the end. Four. Jesus answered to them and said, take heed that no one deceives you. Now, Jesus just said, take heed to yourself twice about offense. And now he's saying, take heed that no one deceives you. Will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and they're going to deceive many people. Don't listen to that. I offend a lot of Pharisees by making this next statement. So, you ready? To all of you who are Pharisees who follow our ministry at the Community of Faith, hang on, because I'm going to offend you right now, and I don't mean to. And I would just ask you to please study the word so you wouldn't be offended. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't have a pastor that says, check out these verses I'm teaching and why I'm teaching them by reading the whole context, you got to get somebody that's serious about the word of God. And unafraid of any question you ask him. Let's do 4 and 5 again. Jesus said, take heed to yourself that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. You'll hear of wars and rumors of war. See that you're not troubled. All these things must come to pass. The end is not yet. Nation will rise against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. The kingdom of darkness is trying to rise up against us, and we're the kingdom of light. We're the ones that overpower every time. You ever notice there's no such thing as a flash dark? There's only a flash light. That in the middle of darkness, the smallest light, the smallest light brings the greatest awareness of God Almighty anywhere you go. There'll be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows. They will deliver you up to tribulation. You'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Look at verse 10. And then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. That's sad, isn't it? Many false prophets will rise and deceive many people. And the biggest thing they're going to do it for is your money. Verse 10. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. He who endures to the end will be saved. The gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. And then the end will come. Now, three sets of verses where Jesus said, take heed to yourself. That way you're not offended. That way you're not deceived. Wait a minute. That way you're not anything. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 28. Can anybody quote this verse? 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28. Anybody know it? Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink a cup. That's what it says, Becca. Father against son. Mother against daughter. It's a very, very alarming set of verses. And one of the references, I didn't get it written down, but one of the references actually says, brother will betray and kill them to the death. Children will betray their parents to the very death. That's what's coming in the end times. And that's why it's so important that all of us learn to live above the offense. All right? I want to see if I can grab that. I think it is Mark 13. Let's just go there. Mark 13. Mark 13. 12 and 13. Watch this. Brother will betray brother to death. Do you see what Jesus just said? Father, his child, and children will raise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. How many want to admit we're coming to a day that's going to be seriously, seriously steeped in offense? And you'll be hated by all for my name's sake. He who endures to the end shall be saved. Now, some of you are like, some of you start looking at your kids. Are they offended at us?
Ready?
Let's see. I'm too young yet for the nursing home, so I don't have to quite worry about them there yet. But I got to be a little more careful here. Well, wait a minute. I don't want this to be heavy right now, and we're going to get into now a lot more of communication about it and instruction about it. I wanted to up for those verses because Here's the things, guys. I don't care what Dr. Reverend, anybody just says about offense. The bottom line is I just read to you what Jesus Christ of Nazareth himself said, and I didn't even read all the verses on offense. Jesus said, if your brother sins against you seven times in one day, forgive him. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Does anybody else want to say, oh, my Lord? Oh, my Lord. It's a serious thing. Now, this is what we must learn. Well, I got to grab one more verse before I get into my dissertation here. Wait, look at this. Wow, look at this. This is by the Holy Spirit of God right now. This one's fresh, hot right off the griddle. Ephesians 4. Whew. Wow. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of calling with which you are called. Say this with me. I have a calling. You do. And it's high time you start walking in it. Say it. I have a calling. All right. Now, you ready? Go with me real quick. We'll just look at it. Take a real quick glance. Hold your finger there. Don't let it go. Pastor, I got all my fingers in other verses. I know. Isn't it awesome? You got the whole word of God in all your hand. I love it. That's why I love studying the word. Go ahead.
Yes, she has a question. Those who endure to the end will be saved.
If you don't endure to the end, you'll go to straight to hell. And don't you burn forever. You know, it just makes you wonder why people preach like that. How is anybody going to want to come to God here in hellfire and brimstone when what you're trying to find is the mercy and the grace of God?
Yes.
What good does hellfire and brimstone do when you need grace and mercy? All right. But that's a good question. This is what it means. You be faithful all the way to the end and are raptured off this earth. He that all of that clear to the end, those will be saved, raptured off of the earth. Now, during the time when the 7 years of tribulations are happening, there's going to be other people who are here on the earth that missed the rapture and knew about it. And now they got to get out in the street and get their head cut off so that they can make it into heaven, because that's the only way you're going to get there. You can't be playing no Antichrist game and get into heaven after you miss the rapture. Don't do that. Everybody say it. Do not miss the rapture.
Do not miss the rapture. Hebrews 12:15.
Hebrews 12:15,
yeah,
almost made me leave a church once. Hold on. We'll grab that in just a second. I want you to see your calling. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Watch this. No, 5:18. Everybody say it. I have a calling.
I have a calling.
Yeah, don't miss the rapture. There you go. That's as simple as that is. That's good. All things are of God. Watch this. Who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Say it. I am a minister of reconciliation. I have a calling. And what is it? Reconciliation. Woo! That's a good verse, Tisha. It wasn't in my notes, but everybody just kind of run on by Hebrews 12:15 on our way back to Ephesians 4. You ready? Hebrews 12:15. Looking carefully, lest any root of bitterness spring up. Where is it going to spring up at? Inside of you. Cause you trouble. And by this, many become defiled. Amen. L's got a calling, and Ash has a calling. And the rest of you, if you just keep coming on by, sooner or later, you'll get one too. You have a calling. It's a minister of reconciliation. Take that word on the calling and put it right here in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. Watch this. Looking carefully to yourself. It doesn't say that there, but it very easily could say to yourself. Let anyone fall short of the grace of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Brother Mike, can you help me find that verse? For by grace are you saved through faith. I'm not sure where it is. I'll let you grab that and just stick that right in the reference there, if you will. See, that root of bitterness doesn't come from what someone else does. The root of bitterness comes from you allowing the words they said or the action they did to get down inside of you, and now it's started springing something up that's going to cause you to be defiled. Can you imagine? You're a minister of reconciliation. You have a calling from God, but now you're going to let somebody's words stop you in your tracks and keep you from fulfilling the mission and the ministry that God has given you to do. Do not let that happen. Come on. That's awesome, Ashley. Come on. That's awesome. Amen. I have a reason. I have a calling. You're a wonderful person. You're very friendly and you're outgoing and happy. And all we got to do is get all that junk that's happened organized in the right fashion. And all of the wonderful gifts, talents, ability I put in you are going to come to life. All right, that's awesome. All right, Brother Mike said Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Thank you, Mike. For by grace are you saved through faith, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Because there ain't no boasting in this. It is the gift of God, how you are born again and become a minister of reconciliation. And there goes all my notes. Wait, somebody find the verse, be angry and do not sin. Probably should include 10 in that. Yeah, you're right, Mike. Yeah. Yeah, but well, that's all right. You did good. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we could walk in them. Amen. Amen. Good. That's really good. Let's keep going because we got to get all the way to the end of this, how the Holy Spirit has it laid out for tonight. Let's talk about you and me, and let's talk about our sin.
Well, let's not.
Anyone want to raise their right hand and say, yeah, how about we don't do that? Let's talk about our sin. Let's talk about how you lived. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. I got so many verses. Ephesians 2, verse 1. And you, just point your finger at yourself and say, that would be me.
That would be me.
and you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also you once conducted yourself in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as others are. Say it. I was dead in trespasses and sin. Verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us. Say it. God loves me with a great abundant love that is full of richness. You and I were dead in our trespasses and sins. And because of his great mercy. I'm sure that word hope is in there somewhere, Dan. I don't see it yet. I know that word hope's got to be right here because it's part of salvation. It's the very definitely a part of the whole things of everything that's going to be talking about being saved or born again. Say this with me. The reason I can live above sin. And live above offense. Is because I once was a sinner. See, the reality is, guys, the only time we start getting offended at somebody else is when we start forgetting how much God has forgiven you and I for. It's pretty serious. Has been forgiven? Much forgiveness is required. But wait. When we get the reality about forgiveness, and we get the reality that we're not just forgiven, it's not just that you're forgiven. You are literally made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And you are put in a ministry on the spot, the ministry of reconciliation. Even though what people say may hurt you, amen, Sunday. Even though what they say may hurt you, or it may even make you mad or angry. You got to look at it, and I got to look at it and say, hold on. I have been forgiven of all of my sin. How dare I hold somebody else's sin against them? Look at verse number 1, Ephesians 2:1. And you, he made alive when you were dead in trespasses and sins. What did you do to deserve that? You just received him. Somebody around you somewhere had enough mercy on you to take you to the gospel and show you who Jesus was and help you get a revelation that, wow, God Almighty, my Father, loves me. He's not angry at me. That video we watched the other day of that lady that got up out of the baptismal tank, totally healed from Crohn's, totally healed in her legs, and she began to yell, my legs, my legs. You could tell she could feel her legs. And then she just said, he loves us so much, he's not angry at us. See, guys, the only time that we ever allow somebody else's words to come at us and offend us is when we forget how much sin we had committed against the precious blood of Jesus. And as soon as we just shut everybody's words off and say, wait a minute. If it isn't for God, I am a man most miserable. Yeah. That's another verse. Look that one up, Mike. Paul said, a man most miserable, I believe. Or Brother Dan, you can look it up. You're home. Anybody look it up. Whoever looks it up first, I'll give you a brand new milk dud, one that I've not fucked on at all. Yeah, you have heard the story of the pastor to the senior citizen home and visited the lady, as a good pastor would do, who was in the home. And she wasn't, you know, she wasn't helpless. She just liked to be in a senior center because that way she had a lot of people around her that she could go see. She didn't need that big old house no more. And she had sold it and given the money to the church. And so the pastor was doing his due diligence to go see her. While he sat there, there was a bowl of nuts there, and he began to eat them. And he was just chomping. And the next thing you know, he looks over and realizes he's eaten the whole bowl of nuts. And he said to her, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I helped myself to those nuts, and I've eaten the whole bowl. She goes, that's all right, Sonny. I don't have the teeth. I've already sucked all the chocolate off of them. Thank you, Mike, Shannon, Rebecca, everybody. Thank you, guys. You guys are some diligent students of the word tonight, man. 1 Corinthians 15:9. Let's look at that. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church. I'll tell you what. When all of a sudden we get a revelation of who we have been and how much Jesus has forgiven us, we will not in any way hold somebody else's sin against them. Because Jesus' words very specifically are, if you do not forgive your brother of the sins he's forgiven you of, then God cannot forgive you. If you don't forgive, God can't forgive.
Phyllis,
thank you, Phyllis. Be angry and do not sin is Ephesians 4:26. There's going to be some things people say to you, especially being a minister of reconciliation, that you're going to look at them and want to dot both eyes so thoroughly that it shows up on their driver's license. Bless you, Kelly Delkert. We command the blessing of God. We thank God for his angels that surround you, protect you, and keep your safe self, yourself safe in all your ways. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't have that one in my notes tonight, Mike, but that is exactly what it is. That is exactly what it is. And I encourage every one of you to very simply just grab this thought. I may not know what to do with you, but your sin coming out of your mouth is not going to get inside my heart and cause a root of bitterness in me. I'll say it again. I don't know what all your sin is, but all that stuff coming out of your mouth is not going to get down inside of me, because I'm going to be free from sin. Jesus gave me freedom when I didn't deserve it. Therefore, I cannot hold your sin against you. Even though you don't deserve it, I don't deserve it. See, all of a sudden, guys, What happens for you and I is we drop the charges. We let it go. We forget about everybody else's sin and say, thank you, Lord. I have been forgiven. I'm a minister of reconciliation. You actually gave me a ministry, and that means I'm going to stick to my ministry and get away from all that sin. The first couple of times you function in that action, you're a little shaky at first because them people are in your face, yakety-yak, flap, 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 flappity-flap, flap, flappity-flap, yak, yak, yak. And they're saying all kinds of stuff. And you're like, I'm going to choke you, and I'm going to grab your tongue and snap it back in your mouth, and I'm going to dot your eye, and Jesus, would you help me get my flesh in order? But keep smiling. Like Sister Shannon said she did. Just keep smiling. Sow the seed and keep smiling.
And why? Stay away from them.
Why? Because the bottom line is you're the minister of reconciliation. You are. You know what's very interesting to me? It's when two people inside of a church, the body of Christ, can't reconcile the problem. You know why? Because that means somebody is holding somebody's sin against somebody, and that is illegal, improper, unlawful for anyone who's a minister of reconciliation. You want to lose your credentials in your ministry real quick? Because I'm not the one that gives you credentials for the ministry of reconciliation. He is. Guess what he sees? Everything. He sees what I don't see. Did you guys see that meme I posted of the little chihuahua? Looking at you saying, when the pastor has that look on his face, just go to the altar. Wait, you guys got it easy. That you can get your own altar, and yeah, don't make a difference. I'm just looking at you. All right, watch. Bless you, Sunday, Chris. We love you guys. Now, let's get serious with this, though. But let's look at another verse. I want to go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Let's let Paul say it to us again. Amen, Mary. Wait. How many people want to just join Mary right now with a public confession? Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Amen. I'm serious about it. Amen. Well, we're glad you found us, and we love you. My favorite pastor meme is, whatever you say can and will be used in Sunday sermon. Wait, Mike, we got to create another one, man. We got to create another one. Whatever you meme, the pastor will share with the whole church on Sunday morning. And listen, you don't need nothing but two of those big comic eyes. Like, where'd I tell you to go? Yeah, we love you too. Romans 5. Let's go to verse number 8. No. Let's go to verse 6. 6 through 11. This is good. For when we were still without strength. Look at this verse. When we were still without strength. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Now, the Ephesians 2 verse says, while you were dead in your trespasses and sin. This one says, you didn't even have any strength. Christ died for us. 7, scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would dare to die. Verse 8. But God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Aren't you glad he died for you and me?
Yeah.
Much more than having now been justified by his blood, the word justified means just as if I never sinned. You might want to write that right in your Bible there. I don't have this one circled, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to circle justified, and I'm going to write it on the side of my page, just as if I never sinned. Wherefore, being justified freely by his grace, his blood, we will be saved from the wrath through him. Verse 10, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Don't you just love it when that happens, Phyllis? Things my mom once said to me. Look at verse 11. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. You might want to add right there by verse 11 in your Bible, add Colossians 1:20 and 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 20. Some of you might be like, Pastor, do you really write all that stuff in your Bible? Let's see. Where am I at? Yeah, I do. Right there. See it? Colossians 1:20, 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 20. I make circles and underlines and arrows. Why? Because this is my roadmap to heaven, and I'm going to make sure I don't miss this road. God has even given me strength to glean off the Pentecostal jokes. Amen, Al. Justified, just as if I'd never sinned. See, verse 6 through verse 11 is what straightens you and I out anytime somebody does us wrong. Hold it. If God wasn't forgiving me, I'd be in the same condition that person is that just did me wrong and is holding against me what I just said to them. I'm telling you, this is good, isn't it?
It is.
See, this is how you live above offense. Are you going to sin against the grace of God that has forgiven you of all of your sins because you hold what somebody else is saying against you or doing against you, against them? Listen, you might say, yeah, but Pastor, what have you ever have done to you? I had one man who sent 4,000 emails out about me telling everybody of exactly how wicked, dumb, stupid, ignorant I was. Wait, and he accused me of having an internet church, which I did not have then, but guess what? We have one now, and I really like it.
So what would that have
mattered? Say again.
I was going to say, what would that have mattered?
Well, the 4,000 people that he sent it to were all my friends. And here's what happened. They immediately began to question me, not loudmouth buckethead over there. I was the Christian. I was the leader. I was doing it right. And the man was as wicked as the day is long. But I was judged by that man. Everybody's like, Pastor, be careful. Be careful. You're getting close to sinning right now. All right. I know. Wait. Wait. Mike, I need a ladder. And I need some communion elements on the top step, all right? Wait a minute. Phyllis Raymond helped us all because she posted that verse, Ephesians 4:26. Be angry and do not sin. Be angry and do not sin. Well, Ashley, we learned a long time ago, this don't have anything to do with any of our strength. If this ain't by the Holy Spirit helping us, this thing, we'd never got here at all. If you think this is because of my magnetic personality, thank you, Jesus, for the power of the Holy Spirit. Can I get an amen from anybody?
Amen. What a guy. Whatever you ask, Mike is on it.
No, no. For anybody who feels like you need some communion right now, Brother Mike has helped us out, brother. Thank you, man. Thank you, bro. Hold it. I don't usually pause to make emoticons happen while I'm trying to teach because this stupid thing don't work. Anyways, so that's why I don't do it. That's really good, Mike.
It was good.
That's really good, Becca. That's really good. You know what's amazing? Hallelujah. Brother Dan Cottle is watching. All right. That is what makes this so real because you are so real. Well, hey, when when that guy sent those emails out about me, he included me in the email, in the broadcast list. And I could see everybody he sent it to. All right. And I received the same email. Well, then, Pastor, what's wrong with it? Well, it was all lies. It was not about it was true. All right? But I started reading it, and then I looked at the list of people. And this is what I said immediately. I said, well, Lord, one thing about this, you made the list of emails long enough that I won't even try to chase it down. Right? Because if it was two or three people, you might go defend yourself. But here's what happens when you start defending yourself. Then God's hands are tied,
yes,
and he can't defend you when you start trying to defend yourself. Right. Just let people be what they are and let your integrity take you to where you got to be.
Yes.
Watch this. People of integrity will always be believed. And when their integrity is questioned, their integrity and the anointing of Almighty God will prove the truth immediately.
Amen. Amen.
Pretty powerful statement. Yes. What did you do, Pastor? Well, I went out and beat my shovel up against a tree. No, I didn't do that. No, I honestly just looked at it. I honestly said to I said, Lord, one thing about it, you let that happen in such a way that I wouldn't even attempt to fix it, which is in all reality, which is what needs to happen anyways. Now watch. Did it make you angry? Because I got three phone calls immediately from three of my closest friends. And they're like, what's wrong with you, preacher? And immediately I thought, wow, what am I going to say? I said a word and they questioned me. And I'm like, I ain't saying nothing else. I just said, brother, you and I know each other because of this event. I'll see you there. You be who you are. I'll be who I am. And you better forget about everything that's going on over there. And I'll see you on the line, and you'll know who I am. And that was my answer from then on. I quit trying to, I never tried to explain it, because you can't try to explain yourself out of somebody lying about you. Just let the lie go. The liar will be seen as a liar. If you can keep your mouth shut, and the grace of God and the ministry of reconciliation will help you keep your mouth shut. You would go out and help more people in an area. Didn't matter if it was 20 degrees or over 80 degrees with high humidity. I would, Al. I would. And I've done both. I've done both. And guess what? Glad I did. I have no idea what that thing is that Becca put on the end of hers. What is that? All right. Look at this. John chapter 6. This comes to me by the Holy Spirit tonight. Brother Mike's going to be sawing timbers before I get done with this message.
He probably should be already.
John Where did I say to go?
John said.
Well, you guys know better than to go to John chapter 6. What's wrong with you? We're supposed to be in John chapter 4.
Oh, verse 3. You said you beat the tree with the shovel.
Oh, I beat the tree with the shovel.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't. Wait. It was a box elder tree. It deserved to be beaten, and it was cut down with a chainsaw. No, I'm all right. That's a good one. Thank you, Becca. Thank you. That's cool. Yes. Ashley, don't be offended at your phone. Look at this story, guys. John chapter 4, verse 7. And we're probably going to read down through 25. Let's just read the story. Watch this. A woman of Samaria came and drew water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink, please." His disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, asked a drink from me, a Samaritan?" Everybody say it. That is a prejudice.
Yeah, that is a prejudice. Wow.
Yeah, that's a powerful statement, Ashley. You just can't. You got to stop trying to defend yourself. You just don't do it. Who's going to bed?
Mike?
Hey, I love you, Mike. I know you got to go to bed because you got a weird schedule, but, you know, stay up a little. Just lay it on the stand like Brother Tim used to do and just let us lull you to sleep. He'll be laying there trying to sleep, and his fingers will be typing.
Yeah.
Love you, Mike. Thanks for your help, brother. I love you, man. I really do. All right. A Samaritan woman. Look at verse 9. For Jews have no dealings with a Samaritan. This is a prejudice. Jesus answered and said, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that says, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with. The well is deep. Where then do you get the living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" 13. Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. Whoever drinks of the water I will give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of springing water up out of into everlasting life." So what's Jesus teaching her? I'm going to give you something that's going to last for a really, really, really long time. Instead of counting sheep, I'll be counting emojis. The troublemaker.
Emoji sheep.
There's emoji sheep. The troublemaker is the follower of God that tries to open the eyes of the blind sheep. Wow. My Bible pages are trying to stick together. I've been there. And don't say any bad words to your Bible. That's not going to help you. Yeah, there you go. Listen, Ashley, that's... Hey! Kathy Kite Anganaroni's here. Welcome, Kathy. Brother Mike just went to bed, so you can take over right where he left off, all right? Yeah, that's quite a statement. That's quite a statement. Let's keep reading. I'm in verse 15, John 4, 15. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may never thirst, nor come here to draw. Watch what happens here. Jesus said, go call your husband and come here. What's the lady going to do now? Jesus, by a gift of the Spirit, just called out her sin. Wait, a Samaritan woman's sin and Jesus ain't even supposed to be talking to her. Watch. The woman said, I have no husband. And Jesus said to her, you have said well, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands. One thing about it, she ain't a quitter. And the one whom you have now is not your husband, in that you spoke clearly. And the woman said, I think you're a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. Verse 23, the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking worshipers. Say this with me. I am a worshiper.
I am a worshiper.
And the Father is seeking me.
And the Father is seeking me.
25. The woman said to him, I knew that Messiah is coming, who solved Christ. When he comes, he'll tell us all things. Now watch this. 27. At this point, his disciples came, and they marveled that he talked to a woman of Samaria. Say it with me. That's a serious prejudice.
Yeah.
Why are you talking with her? The woman then left her water pot on her way to the city and said to the men, not to the man. She went and got the men, probably all of them. Come and see who told me all the things I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to him. I'm circling men, and I'm circling they. And I'm putting the line between them because I want you to see this in a minute. He said to them, I have no food of which you do not know. And then all of that happened, and let's go over to verse 39. Many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the woman who testified, who said, he told me everything I ever did. The Samaritans had come to him. They urged him to stay with him, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. Then they said to the woman, now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves know, have heard him, and we know he's the Christ. Now watch this. Why did you just tell that story? Did you see how fast reconciliation worked for that lady? Let's just ask an important question about offense. Do you think someone who had been married 5 times maybe had a slight offense with anybody anywhere? Do you think maybe those 5 men were offended at this lady? Well, 4 of them. The 5th one was obviously with her because he wanted to be, but He was probably looking at the other four going, I don't know if I'm doing it making any sense or not. I want you to see this. I want you to grasp this word. Look at what Jesus, the minister of reconciliation, caused to come to pass because he did not hold her sin against her. Reconciliation happened immediately. The five men came and they were reconciled immediately, and the whole city was reconciled immediately. And Jesus stayed 2 days and ministered more reconciliation. Why? Because Jesus went past prejudice. Jesus went past male and female. Jesus went past a life of sin, and Jesus functioned as a minister of reconciliation. Can anybody see it? Say this with me. Take heed to myself.
Take heed to myself.
And let no one else's sin, get inside of me. Ready? Say it with me. I am a minister of reconciliation.
I am a minister of reconciliation.
See, the power of God inside of you to minister reconciliation is so multitude more, exponentially more powerful than any of that offense they're throwing at you. You just got to get it switched in your mind and in your heart that says, it don't matter what they say. I have reconciliation. And my love will overcome their hate if I just stay in love.
Yeah, amen.
You ready?
Yeah.
Write this statement down, and then I'll read her question here. Write this statement down. I can't make you love me, but you can't stop me from loving you. I can't make you love me, but you can't stop me from loving you. This is really good, isn't it? Wait, you know what makes this so good? This is something you and I are going to practice tomorrow. Now, I'm not speaking in faith that any of you can have a chance to be offended, okay? But look at what Sister Shannon just said. Tried to minister to somebody today, tried to bring peace, didn't turn out right. But wait, you did the right thing. And standing back on this side, say, wait a minute. I'm not gonna get close enough for you to spit and puke all over me.
Yeah.
Dr. Summerall. Just leave her comment pinned so I don't miss it. Watch this. Dr. Summerall was in a meeting, a bunch of preachers were there. Young man comes in and says, Dr. Summerall, did you hear what so and so said about you? He goes, no. And I don't want to. Summerall was like Churchill. He's like, you don't want to? And Brother Summerall said, puke comes from a sour belly, and walked away. What do any of us do if we're holding a baby and it begins to puke? Hold it close so it can puke all over your face?
No,
you turn that baby around so that it's not getting on you. Wait, why would we let people puke on us? You don't. And what we got to learn to say is, hey, brother, I love you. Sister, I love you. I ain't puking and I ain't preaching. I'm just trying to help. Now, that's you and I. Since we're brothers and sisters in Christ, let's reconcile together. And sometimes you can't do it on your own. You need somebody, a leader in the church, to help you, but that's where we're here for.
Yeah.
Which is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16. He said, if your brother doesn't come to repentance, then take an elder with you. And if they don't come again, then take them before the church. And if they don't listen to the church and repent of their ways, then treat them like an unbeliever. That means they lost their salvation. This is some stuff tonight, isn't it?
It is.
Isn't this a great night?
Does that mean they lost their salvation or they just have no part in your life anymore?
Jesus said, treat them like an unbeliever. Why? Because he who won't forgive, the Father can't forgive.
Got
it. Guys, if we'll go ahead and let these verses say what they say, this will become a simple process to us. But when we fight the word, now we fight the very answer that we need. I wasn't saying that because she's fighting the word. She wasn't fighting the word. Get that finger again. All right, let's answer this question here. If you had had five husbands, you are out of your ever-loving mind. Do divorces count? Are we considered wrong two or three? If not, are the bonds broke when divorced or only in certain circumstances? I apologize if this is off topic. If so, I'll ask the question later in your messages. I don't really understand the question. But if you can say it simply, again, that's fine. But actually, probably what you should do, Ashley, is send that to me in a message. That'd probably be the best thing. Because we're already at 20 after 9, and I got one more verse. One more set of verses I want to read here. Because what we have to establish tonight is the simple, basic, biblical doctrine that just says, God forgave you when you didn't deserve to be forgiven. Right?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you and I, I don't just say you, how dare you and I not forgive somebody else after we've been forgiven of every sin that made us worthy of hell? And you didn't deserve it. I didn't deserve it. I grew up in a pastor's home. It don't matter. I still had to come to the fact, wait, I have sinned. I have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And I have to receive Jesus, and I have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And at every step that God does for you, he's given you grace. He's given you mercy. Grace is you receiving what you don't deserve. That's salvation. That's justification. That's reconciliation. You literally get to be made into Jesus' righteousness. What did you do to deserve that? Nothing. You and I, Ephesians 2 and Romans 5, were dead in trespasses and sin. So what are you going to do? Look at somebody else and say, well, no, you better not, because every time you say, you're losing part of your own salvation in God, because it's very simple. Jesus said, if you don't forgive your brother, God cannot forgive you. Now, some of these offenses are going to be really serious because of who they are in your life. When we read that verse earlier that said children will betray their parents to the death, that's a very serious verse. That's a very serious situation that is going on, that a child would betray their parent to the death. If that's a situation you're in, I do not take it lightly. And I'm not saying that's going to be simple, but it won't be complicated, because you have to just continually look at it and say, wait a minute, I have been forgiven. I forgive. What is always the next question? How close do you let that person who is proving to you they can't be trusted close to you? How close do you let them? No closer than what they can be trusted. Some of you right now, yeah, all of us are, our minds are going, doo, 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 doo. Our minds are going 1,000 miles an hour. See, all of a sudden, what you and I begin to see is, hold it. Jesus has forgiven me. While he was nailed to a tree and beaten so bad they couldn't even recognize him. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. The people that are doing you wrong might know what they're doing, but forgive them anyways. Why? Because every time you forgive somebody who's doing you wrong and you don't go talk about it to anybody else, you know what happens? Your faith grows. Your strength grows. Your ministry of reconciliation grows more exponentially every time. And then all of a sudden what begins to happen is God begins to bring you difficult cases and people show up and they're like, sister, brother, thank you for helping me. You just seem to be filled with the love of God. And you just look at them and say, well, wait a minute. I'm going to help you be filled with the love of God. Be reconciled. I didn't have anything. He forgave me. How could I not forgive you? See, that's why Jesus said in the church, sometimes your brother look at you and say, I don't get it, and no, I don't forgive you. Well, then what you do is you take a trusted, honest, loving, devout church leader with you and say, help us reconcile. Why? Because that trusted church leader will be able to look at both people and say, wait, 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 brother, listen to him now. Sister, listen to what she just said. She said she forgives you. Well, No. Jesus didn't do that with you. Why would we do that with them? Well, you don't know what they... No. What did you do to Jesus that made you worthy of eternal damnation? See, all of a sudden, when we put this in the right perspective, we become giants in the faith that can minister love and grace to anybody. Do not stand and let anybody just rip you to shreds. Do not do that. I don't care who they are. Not your brother, not your sister, not your mom, your dad, your husband, your wife, nobody. Just don't do it. I love you. You got to stop talking that way or I'm walking away. Do this. Put your fingers in your ear and say, these ears are not garbage cans.
Amen.
You might not be able to live peaceably with some people because they refuse to be a minister of reconciliation in God. Now, this doctrine of ministry of reconciliation, there's not very many people who are taught this doctrine. I am 58 years old and just really hearing it preached myself out of my own mouth and my own study as I'm going through this. People talk about it a little bit, but not really. Because the bottom line, if you're going to teach about people being offended, the number one doctrine you got to teach is you're a minister of reconciliation. Why would you give up your ministry for anybody with yakking, flapping lips?
Right.
Do not do it. Do not give up your ministry in God. Tell them, I love you, brother, but I got to go, click. I love you, brother, but I got to go. Bye-bye. Open the door and turn the car on and leave. It isn't worth your ministry. Jesus has anointed you as a minister of reconciliation. What is that? Being able to look at somebody who doesn't know that God loves them and say, listen to me. As soon as you receive him, everything you've ever done is wiped away, never to be remembered against you another day. And he's going to fill you with the righteousness that you need so you'll never go out there and live in that sin that you've been bound by another day. I declare that our dear sister Shannon doesn't lose any more signal. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare internet signal be strong and stable and solid in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Shannon, for putting the verses up. I really appreciate that. I really do. I really do. Now, let's see if we can circle the wagons. Somebody want to yell, circle the wagons?
Circle the wagons.
See, all of a sudden, with the story of the woman at the well, you and I can see the ministry of reconciliation completely exemplified in Jesus' life. Why? He faced the prejudice, which is the worst sin in the world to get over, is prejudice, of a man talking to a lady, and the prejudice of a Jew against a Gentile, against a Samaritan. And he just walked right in. Why? Because he is the greatest minister of reconciliation. And in the matter of one afternoon, a woman who literally had her life, can you imagine how messed up your life is? You had five husbands. Wait, that's serious. I know a man who had been married. When I met him, he was on his seventh wife. And I looked at him. He knew I was a preacher. I said, well, one thing about it, brother, you're sure not a quitter, are you? He goes, no, and this is a really good one. But wait. In one afternoon, Jesus not only changed that lady's life, he changed all five of those men's life, and he changed that whole community. So they said, please stay with us. Something about Jesus in that Samaritan village, he stayed. But when he cast the demon out of the man, the legion, he didn't stay there. He cast the demon out, got back in the boat, and left. And he told that man, go into the city and tell of the wonderful things that has happened. Oh, I know it, Al. I love it. I love it. That is a huge ministry that Shannon does here that is so deeply appreciated and so beneficial. If you guys haven't learned how to use these references that Sister Shannon puts in, I encourage you to do it. I always do it. Now, I'm sitting at my computer, so it's a little different. I open that up. I highlight it. I bring it over to my notes. And I paste it right in the notes. Now, I already got notes with verses. But, of course, we always say other verses than what I have in my notes. And it gives me a very accurate verse list. And I encourage you, you might not be able to copy and paste it, but open it up and take a screenshot of it. And then you can go back and read these verses again and study this message again. Thank you, Brother Al, for bringing that up again. Yes, thank you. Now, tether the horses and Cookie heat up them beans and Mama bring out the Bible so we can read the great word. I reckon Becca's watched a few Westerns before, hasn't she? You guys are an awesome family.
Yes, you are.
We love it. We love it. Listen, There ain't a one of us that's perfect on this offense thing. I'm going to tell you from personal experience, the closer the person is to you, the harder the offense is going to try to punch you in the face. But there, you just have to come to a point to say, wait a minute, I can't change that other person's actions. Jesus told me to take heed to myself, and I will not let them stop me from being a good person.
Amen.
I'm not going to run my mouth about them in any way. I will stay a minister of reconciliation. And here's the thing. When you got a believer that's having problems with you, don't go to them talking to them about their sin. Go to them talking about being a minister of reconciliation.
Yeah.
Wait.
Amen.
If it's there's two women. Sister, you and I are both ministers of reconciliation. Let's sit down and talk about Jesus. Because he forgave my sins, and he's forgiven yours. And let's be friends, and let's function together in Jesus' mighty name. Sunday Geyser? Sunday Geyser said, good night, sweet friends. She was talking about me, sweet. Bless you, Sunday. Thank you and Chris for being here. Thank you for your help on YouTube. Thank you for your Christian life. God bless you and all them grandkids of yours in Jesus' mighty name. Well, bless your kid, too. We love you, Chris. Chris is her kid. Now, say it with me. I'm a minister of reconciliation.
I'm a minister of reconciliation.
I ain't giving my ministry up for nobody. Especially when they're filled with bitterness. Now, let's, Father, in the name of Jesus right now. Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you live on the inside of us, empowering us to be men and women of God, empowering us to walk with our Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you'll cause us to see and know before we ever get into bad situations and stay away from them. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you'll bring all things to our remembrance which Jesus taught us, and you will help us to walk in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And all excess baggage of our past just drops off, and we are truly free to just be who we are in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, bless every person. If I try naming names, I'm going to miss some, Lord. I can't do that. Bless every person who's here tonight. Father, all of us together, say it again, take these three messages and send them around the world to people who are offended, and cause them to grow and develop in you. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing everywhere we go and in everything we do. Thank you that you said, be ye therefore holy as I am holy. And then you gave us the power to be holy. And you gave us your righteousness. You made us your righteousness. You filled us with the Holy Spirit. You give us the body of Christ to be connected to. You give us a shepherd to care for our soul. You give us the word of God by which we can stand. And we have all of this strength from our fellow brothers and sisters that we can stand in impenetrable to any doubt or confusion. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. in the mighty name of Jesus. And that's powerful. That's powerful, Ashley. What a powerful statement. I am a minister of reconciliation, and I ain't giving up my ministry for anyone. All right, let's go real quick, and let's receive our communion elements now. It is time for the New Covenant worship. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28, 31, 1 John 4, 70 and 18. Hallelujah. Sound like we was running a football play, doesn't it? Well, that's a really good question. Ash, I just saw it in my instant messages. We'll deal with that tomorrow night. That's a good one. Because we still haven't gotten to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. But how many of you are noticing it's the way that the Holy Spirit leads us here at the Community of Faith? He gives us a topic. He gives us a subject. He gives us a thought. And then we just dive in and rip and just tear that thing up, man, and dig down deep, get every bit of revelation we can, squeeze every papaya that we can, get all the juice out of, amen, get the milk, the honey, and the big grapes like grapefruits, so that we get all the revelation that God wants us to have. Thank you, Tisha, for that verse, looking carefully to ourself, lest a root of bitterness that's coming from somebody else get down inside of us. We ain't a letting it. For I received from the Lord, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread, drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Do you realize that God has given you and I the ability to judge ourselves? Nobody else can judge us that way. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is the head of the body, so are we a body in this world. Verse 18, perfect love casts out all fear and the torment that goes with it. Thank you, Jesus, that all fear is gone. And there's no fear in the New Covenant worship communion service. Think about it. There ain't a thing you and I can do to earn our salvation. There ain't a thing. You can't earn it. You have to receive it. Want to say it with me? And I receive it.
And I receive it.
In Jesus' mighty name. Pray this prayer with me. Next thing you got to do is verse 28, examine yourself. And then you can take the communion. What's the examination, Pastor? I need you in my life. I know it. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my
life. In every area of my life.
In every area.
And I receive you right now.
And I receive you right now.
I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter in through you, Jesus.
And I enter in through you, Jesus.
According to John chapter 1.
According to John chapter 1.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
I receive you.
I receive you.
You give me the power.
You give me
to become a child of God.
To become a child of God.
And I receive you now.
And I receive
And I am a child of God.
And I am a child of God.
Woo! Take all your sin in the big pile and just say, there's all my sin.
There's all my sin.
I have no human ability.
I have no human ability.
To overcome it.
To overcome it.
Now receive all of his righteousness. Just say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in
power. Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
Pray
of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
language.
Live a successful life.
Live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' name.
I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. High five. You did it. Woo! This is the kingdom of God right here. Pastor, are you really supposed to be that excited during communion? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus said, for the joy that was set before him. Isn't it something? He called it joy, and the church wants you to be sad and sorrowful, mournful, just be down, be down, be really down. That ain't God. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. You went from your sin, which you can't beat. Nobody can. In your own strength. To his righteousness. And he makes you his righteousness. You've been adopted into the family of God. And made a minister of reconciliation. All of that in one prayer. That took us what? 2 minutes? Why? Because God... By the Holy Spirit through Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And all of the sacrifice of the Old Testament came right down to a piece of bread and a cup of juice. And you and I receiving the work that is done. How awesome. Is that? How awesome is that? Ready? Well, I'm going to get ahead of myself. They put my email address and website in there. I want you to get in contact with me. Don't worry, that was not an earthquake. It's just Sister Leanne throwing things over there. But I didn't point my finger at her like she does.
I wasn't throwing things. I fell off my chair.
Power of God is so strong in this house, she fell over. Hallelujah. I want you to have the ability to email a pastor. That's why we do it. Send me an email. Ask me a question. Tell me your story. Send me a prayer request. I'll send you 10 verses of how to live your Christian life. Foundation verses you need to be established on in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now watch this. The communion service we're getting ready to do is on the website. And you can take this communion every day. Without this little 2-minute blurb here about send us an email. And we'll be glad to help you walk with God. right? We want to help you walk with God. That's our assignment on this earth in God. And he is helping us do that every day. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Are you ready? Let's grab our elements. I like my communion cup. Red, though your sins were like scarlet, they shall be white as snow when you add the blood of Jesus. Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome.
I really like my communion cup.
Perfect.
Kathy Angaroni said, you guys taking shots? What you got going on over there? Love you, Kathy. I saw you showed up, but I haven't seen you on. You maybe had something happen, but we love you. Thank you for being part of this body with us. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of
Jesus.
I
bless these elements.
I bless these
for this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
Chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And in this community of faith.
Right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty.
Thank you, Lord, for your broken body. And now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of Jesus,
the most powerful cleansing force,
the most powerful cleansing force
on the face of this earth,
on the face of this earth,
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
I have been reconciled.
I have been reconciled
to the Father.
To my Father.
And every sin,
and every sin
is placed in remission.
Is placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become
and
new.
And it's all by the blood.
And it's all by the blood.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass
and
over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace. Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren,
the accuser of the
is
brethren,
cast down in my life.
Is cast down
and
in
there's
my life.
No more. Condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his bloodshed. And then they sang a hymn. And the hymn they sang was Psalm 118.
Yep.
But we're not going to read that whole psalm right now because we've already read enough verses for one night. Ready? Let's sing. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Well, that was a good night. Think about it. The lady who had five husbands was reconciled to Jesus in one day, and none of it was held against her. As a matter of fact, he said, go be a minister of reconciliation in your city immediately. Immediately. Aren't you glad Jesus forgives us immediately? Those of you that are with us, I would encourage you that you would click like or love or something to let us know that you're with us, because we want to be a blessing to you and to your family and any way that we can. We're going to be glad to do that for you. And we pray for you by name every time we hang up this program. We go straight to that like and love list so we know who's there. Make sure you click it. That way we know it's you, and we will literally pray for you and your family by name, because that's how we are and that's how we do this. Alan Barton, see you later, brother. Love you, man. Thanks for being my friend. I'm serious about it. Thank you for being my friend. I don't get why that does that at all.
What?
Oh, it's just being a thing. Hey, bless you too, Shannon. Love you. We love you. Thank you so much for everything you do to help us, man. You're such a blessing to us. Live, love, and live, love, laugh, and hugs to you too, Sister Rebecca Smith. You're welcome, Al. We love you, man. Thanks for your prayers. Please pray for me that we always do the thing that God gives us to do. Bless you, Ash. Bless you, Sister Becca. Everybody that's with us, we love you guys. Julian and Bamala, all the way from Malaysia. Sister Mary Fernandez in Singapore. We bless you. Friends in Africa, we bless you. Our friends in Australia, we bless you. Our friends in Asia, we bless you. Sister Lena and our friends in Europe, we bless you. And we declare, not only is your heart free from offense, but your body's free from sickness and disease. And you run stronger than you've ever run in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. What's your closing verse, Pastor? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And amen. And amen. See you soon. Tomorrow for prayer. Tomorrow night we're going to hit. We are going to get to the love chapter yet. The Holy Spirit will give us there. In Jesus' mighty name. That's what we say every time we come here. Remember this.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.